Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. It's your turn. So give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're on the line, Lee, with Char. We were dishing a listing last hour.
Absolutely.
And having so much fun with it, we decided to hold her over.
And one of the things that I'd like to bring up, you were reading it so nicely with that southern accent, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "My mother smoked through the 1950s and 60s, as did many of the fashionable ladies of that era," which is true.
That's true.
"It has been in storage for many years and in my attic for the past 14 years. I don't detect any cigarette odors, and I've never smoked, but I do want to add this disclaimer to this listing. Thanks for looking, and happy shopping."
So if Char's never smoked, then her sense of smell is probably just as sensitive as anyone else's.
Right.
You would know if it still had cigarette odors. And,
right.
And after all that time, if it's not been in a sealed bag, it's had the chance to air out all that smoke.
Right.
So
yeah. I did
any
buy,
smoke that might be there.
I bought a Coach bag on eBay last year.
Well, aren't we
a
ritzy?
Silver one?
Oh.
Well, I got a deal on it. But when it showed up, it did have the cigarette smell, and she didn't mention it. But you know what? I aired it out for a while before I used it, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But I did notice it being a non-smoker immediately.
See, if I bought the bag and it had cigarette smoke, I'd just start smoking. That's this
addictive personality, yes.
Well, I'm not.
So that was really why I was kind of holding my breath about it. So you like the disclaimer. I mean,
I do.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
I do.
Okay.
And you can almost hear your southern accent when you read this.
That's
a lovely.
Right.
You know what?
Bless your heart.
The content of your description matches the purse.
It's
sort of like it's the flavor of the purse. It's from the 60s. It's a lady carried it during that era, and I think it's fine. Griff, what do you think? Now, she does need to work on her pictures a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm concerned that about the color cast. I would say 4.9.
4.9, absolutely. Yes, because everything else is perfect.
I wouldn't give you a 4 or lower in this one. And I'm tempted to buy it, wear it around here at work.
It's really wonderful.
I love when employees do that. I know they say this. These employees here will say, "Did you see Griff? Yeah, what's he doing now? He's got a macrame bag."
But it's okay because it's from Needless Markup.
Yeah, I'd have to. I would take the plate from the inside and I'd put it on the outside just so I could, show off a little.
So you got a 4.9, and we appreciate you letting us do this.
Yeah,
Charmin.
I'm going to come back in 2 or 3 months with us after you make the T-shirts. That what is it? The you said what was going to be on?
Oh, it's not going to be T-shirts. It's going to be dish towels.
Oh, dish towels.
A dish towel.
I'm going to earn that dish towel.
Yeah.
I'm going to call in, and after you have those. I listen every week now, so as soon as those are in production, I'll call back with a 5.0.
All right. Yeah, we're going to give them to anybody who gets a 5.0.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Charmin.
You're welcome.
Always
you guys have a good weekend.
Love to hear your voice. Thank you so much.
Lee, no one ever called in with an answer
to... Yes, they did. They're on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
Chris in Grand Junction, Colorado, known on eBay as Serious Fun for You. Hey, Chris, nice to hear your voice again. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Griff, we are 20. Dun, 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 dun. It was 20 years ago today.
Who taught the band to play?
Sergeant Pepper did.
That's right. 1967, in June, the album hit. It dropped, as the kids like to say today. And that was a song on the album. It was a very unusual song because it's very symphonic.
I heard the news today. Boy, that was one of my favorites on that album.
Yeah, because everything else was so, acidy or whatever.
Oh, I loved that album. That's my favorite Beatles album, actually.
Yeah, my favorite's, it's a tie between Rubber Soul and Revolver. But the song is called...
She's Leaving Home.
That's right, and it's by the...
The The Beatles.
Yes, so you get the, you're going to get the prize. So here's the prize. These Cheryl left these with me. There's I think five of them.
She brought us prizes?
Yeah, she brought me five of these things. And what they are is it comes in a nice eBay box, and it's a stamp that you can use. It's self-inking stamp that says, hold on a minute. It says here, I got a stamp. It says, I'm an eBay seller and I heart buyers.
Oh, how cute.
So you're going to get one of those. And all you have to do, Chris, is send me an email to remind me, because I'm old, and with your shipping address, and I'll put it in the mail.
Okay, two quick things.
Yes.
Lee, did you get my apology?
Apology? What's that?
Remind me, Chris.
I sent you an email about that we were... I had a dream, and my mom and dad said that I shouldn't do everything Griff tells me to do. If Griff jumped off, the Grand Canyon, would I jump off too?
I hope not.
It was when we were piling on about the pets and being parents.
Oh, yes.
I sent you an apology for that.
Yeah, well.
Sorry that I piled on.
Shoot. That's nothing. That's baby food.
You should hear
Chris.
Some of the things I say to her.
Yeah, and I had to call customer service for a new buyer that was having a problem, and I was getting that your call is going to be answered within the next minute, and it just did it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there must be some kind of a glitch, because when you're on the page and you see how long it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It said 4 minutes. When they answered, when the thing answered, it said, your call is going to be answered within 2 minutes. Then I started to get your answers, you're going to be answered within 1 minute. And after about eight times of you're going to be answered within 1 minute, I started watching the clock, and it was another 5-10 minutes before they actually got to me. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Griff and I are trying to make changes to their on hold.
Yeah, I have to email her back, call with Denise, the idea of putting some of, not necessarily a feed into eBay Radio, but kind of a dialogue between...
tips and things
Lee
like
and
that.
I with tips about, selling for those...
While you're sitting on hold, why not?
General eBay tips. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
With our own little quirky sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than what they've got now.
What do they have now?
Royalty-free music that sucks big time.
Oh, yeah. We don't have any of that.
Yeah. God forbid.
Once for a while, when you were on hold, they did give you some eBay information. It seems like now all they're doing is the music. But they did just to give you some updates on what was coming up on eBay, it seemed like a while back.
Well, we're going to see what we can do. And congratulations on winning that stamp.
Well, thank you.
I love the idea of that stamp. And thank you also to Cheryl for dropping those gifts off
Cheryl's
to Griff.
Sweet. Yeah, she's a
That's
she's
great.
A sweetheart.
Chris, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Chris. And remember to send me the email with your address.
Okay, sure will.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. He's such a sweetheart, isn't he?
He is. And at least he called. So we have to... think of another question or just what? I don't know.
We have another caller.
Oh.
And he's our buddy, Tom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
he's also a dear sweetheart.
Tom, what was the name of the song that we were talking about?
The name of the song?
Yeah, the song.
Didn't ask me.
Oh, he wasn't listening.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, for not knowing...
I was listening, but I don't know the name of the song.
So, for not knowing, you're going to get one of these prizes. So, send me an email address with your shipping address.
Oh, how cute. Hey, Griff's in a giving away mood, so he has three more of these left.
Hey, I have shares of eBay. Want some of those?
So, he seems to be giving them away to every caller that calls in at 888-RADIO-30. So, and he's got three more left.
Hold on. Let me count. Let me look in the bag so
Make
I can
sure.
see what I got left.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going over here now. Hold
okay.
On. All right, so...
Okay, oh, my God. Hold on. Studio's a wreck. Every time I go up there, I just want to die.
I got, after Tom, I got four left.
Four left after Tom?
Yep, I got four left to give
away. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30 with a question or a comment, and you get a prize from Griff today, and it's an unusual one.
Yeah.
Via Cheryl.
Cheryl Fuji.
So, Tom, what's your question or comment?
Well, first of all, I may have heard the name of the song if you guys said it, but I'm a little foggy. I just got back from a procedure down at the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
I hope it all went away.
Okay. I know how that...
Yeah, I had to have
Yeah.
I had to have a filter removed, and I'm kind of out of it a little. But anyway, and just to touch on your idea for being on hold, instead of just tips, why not have them plug into the latest eBay radio show?
Well, it's possible, but I think the problem with that is that without some sort of
filter, because what if they tuned in? What if they all of a sudden they're listening and they hear Griff burp?
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. Jeez. You know, I'm a professional. No, I think
they should be tips.
Yeah, because what happens is it's like, wait a minute, do I have the right number? What is this stuff that's going on? Because if you just tuned into the show and you've never heard it before, it might be a little confusing what's going on.
Yeah, I suppose it's.
Even when you know what's going on, it's confusing.
Even when we've been doing it for 12 years and we're totally perplexed.
Exactly.
Well, Lee, the other day you were, and I have a couple of things, but the other day you were talking about losing a bid on a ukulele.
Yeah.
And just one way to win that is whenever an alternate bidder ups their bid, all you have to do is up yours.
Yeah, I did, and as a matter of fact, I got word this morning that I've been outbid, and it ends at 5 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm going to try to do some sniping.
Sniper.
At the last minute.
You really didn't get that, did you?
Oh, did I miss something?
I missed it. What was it? Say it again.
Up yours.
Oh.
Up yours.
Yes.
Very funny. Tom, send me an email with your address.
I think Tom wants to say something else.
All right. Well, we'll catch you.
Hold on, Tom.
We'll catch you after the break. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Don't wait. Dial our hotline, 888-723-4630. We're here for you at eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research. To increase your online sales, muster up your courage and give us a ring, you shy person. 888-723-4630. We want to talk to you because our whole lives revolve around you, right, Lee?
Absolutely, and we have two listing dishes to do, would you believe it? But first of all, we're on the phone with Tom from Pittsburgh, known as Black and Gold Gifts. Tom, you had another issue.
On Tuesday, you had a caller, Taylor from Erie, PA.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he may be listening today. And it's a bit, I don't know how far up in Erie he is, but it's a bit of a drive from Pittsburgh, but I just wanted to extend an invitation to him to attend our meeting. It should be no problem for someone handicapped. I know it's a long drive, but the restaurant where we hold it, there are no stairs or barriers for him to get in. So if he would like to attend, I'd be more than happy to have him as a guest, and I'll even buy him dinner if he makes the effort.
Oh, that was the fellow who brought his own ramp.
Yeah.
right. Yeah, and then just one other quick thing. Betsy, I know you're listening. When I'm not quite so foggy in the head, I will send you the recipe for whiskey slush in an email.
Cool.
All right, and feel better, okay, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, honey. Thank you for your call.
Let charity take care of you.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay, are you ready for our listing dish?
I am. Let me get a... Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So the listing dish number is 2614-4698-1124. That's 2614-4698-1124. And we have on with us Mark from Westland, Michigan, known on eBay as Classic Flatware. What a great eBay name.
Classic Flatware.
Classic Flatware.
Yeah, you scored on that one.
He was a mystery guest in Vegas.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes.
So it is a Oneida Community Sheridan Cold Meat Fork. It's silver plate. It's Classic Flatware. B1C1C. What's B1C1C?
B1C1C is something I think I'm going to try to get rid of. That's my custom label, so I know where all my flatware is.
Oh, you can tell them where to put it.
Yeah.
Right.
You can put that.
I'm trying to move to the custom label area in my eBay, so I'm going to put it there, I think, for now on. There's two questions I wanted to ask you. Well, that would be the third. But I think I'm going to try to take out the flowers and the leaves and stuff.
Okay, well, first of all, let us do the dishing.
Okay.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think it's bad, but I think it's not as artful as you might think. I don't know how to say that nicely.
You don't get the flowers with it.
Yeah, so I always am hesitant about people who, you know, try to do kind of a product dressing. It's not easy, and I don't think it's necessarily really bad, but it's not really working for me.
I just want to see the fork.
And I don't mind the blue. I think it's, I would tend to use black, but I've seen lots of people use blue, and it looks very nice. And it's not easy taking pictures of shiny silver things, so that's good, too.
Right. It looks pretty good. What are you using, camera-wise?
I've got a Nikon D50, and I've got some professional lights. And the whole area now is covered with like a white tent, just because the glare. I'm kind of follically impaired, so I've got a lot of glowing head space up on top there, and it shines onto the flatware, and it doesn't look good.
Yeah,
so
but I don't see it. The only other thing I'd say is your third photo is slightly out of focus, and what I see is that the fabric just behind and underneath the the handle of the fork is in sharp focus. So what it tells me is that your camera is using spot metering for autofocus on the macro side, but it's focusing on the blue as opposed to on the body of the fork. And your camera manual should have instructions. It's pretty easy to tell you how to, with the D50 or 50D, what is it? D50. Because 50D would be a Canon. You can make sure that you're focusing for autofocus on the surface of the item and not on background. This is a common mistake.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
And I know that this is nitpicking a little bit, but there's some lint showing.
Yeah, I keep one of those clothes rollers right by my background so that even with that, I still sometimes it'll get by me. But I always de-lint the cloth background or the paper background before I put the item on it.
Okay. Do you have any problem with me using a ruler in the background to show them how big?
No, not at all. It's kind of cute. It's an old ruler.
It's a Breyer's ice cream ruler.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cute.
It makes me hungry.
Hey, anything that helps the buyer see what 8 3/4 inches looks like for the fork is helpful. I think it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can look at a teaspoon and you don't know if it's a teaspoon or a dinner spoon.
That's
unless
right.
You have some, right, yeah.
Especially a man doesn't know.
What do we know about
the
anything?
Measurements of
well,
something.
I hope he does. He's selling it.
Yeah, You didn't get that, but that's okay. All right, so
I got it, babe.
Uh-huh. So we come down now to the description.
Hold on, let me get there. Good photos, otherwise.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll tell you one thing that you're doing that actually is helping you with those little flowers, even though we don't care for them that much.
Right.
When I'm looking at more of your listings, it provides a consistent visual experience.
Yep, so, that's what I was trying to do.
And it works. I just think you can get the same visual experience and not have the... So if you're going to use flowers, how about real ones?
But then again, the reason to not use the money is you're not selling them. You want only what you're selling in the picture. Other than the ruler, the ruler's obvious.
Yeah.
Here's my reason behind it. I have so much flatware and so many names. And so if you look at it and everything was blue... then you would think that there was all one pattern, where I've got boatloads of patterns. So what I've tried to do is change the background from different shades of blue to different shades of green and just use those two colors and to differentiate the different patterns. Otherwise, you're looking at this when you're looking at my whole store, and you just get confused if it all had that same blue background.
I don't think it's the biggest problem, but I do have, as you might think, but I do have a suggestion, which would involve some work. But I think you could set up this so you could do it quickly. There's nothing, what I would do if I were you, in fact, I'm sure I would do this. If I was selling flatware and I wanted to emphasize that each piece, even though the title is what people are using, that the piece matches the title and they could see on the first gallery image.
Right.
The pattern is I would do an overlay photo and you know, paste it over like the corner of like what you're doing now. That shit was a up and down of just the top of the piece of flatware so that it's a more close up version of the top, which is probably the most important part of the flatware to show a pattern. And that way, there would be better visual differentiation between each of the photos. And I actually think you could do it in a way that would look nice as opposed to having flowers.
But having said that, and that's a good idea, but having said that, I'm in his store right now. Mm-hmm. I see that everything's different right immediately.
Because the pictures are bigger in the store, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, they're you know, I can tell that they're all different. And I think they look lovely.
Oh, they're lovely. And I have to say, I actually love the colors of the background.
Too.
They're very complimentary. So I think you're doing okay. I wouldn't worry about them looking visually the same. They don't. But you're doing a great job. I love your pictures, generally. They're pretty blues.
Also, in some of the pictures, you have the little...
some are green.
Looks like something
that
you've...
Some are blue. I like that. They're my favorite colors.
What is the
colors.
Little gizmo that's next to some of them?
What gizmo?
I'm not sure.
There's a little gizmo.
Really?
Yeah, a little thing like you set the fork on or something.
Oh,
I don't think he's
stand.
Selling that either.
Yeah, I see a stand.
Oh, right. Yes, that has been removed. I now use some. This is going to sound a little odd, but what I do now is that the little gizmo, the little clear thing you're looking at to hold the fork up,
yeah.
is no longer used in my newer pictures. I use a 2x4 underneath the blue or green.
Good idea.
Thing. It's yeah, to lift it up, so they no longer see that. So I've removed that. This is just an older photo now.
Okay, so quickly, Griff, let's go down to the description.
The description is, that's great. I like it.
Silver-plated, patterned Sheraton, circa 1910 to 1942, coal meat fork, 8.5 inches.
Oh, I love that I can look for other brands, because that's what people who shop for replacement, for example.
That is good.
That's very nice. I love it all. I love it all. I'm so close to giving you a 5.
Oh,
so
why
close.
Would you know? Well,
there's that one picture that I think.
And also him having the flowers and the little...
4.99.
Okay, that's almost 5.
Hey. I'm such a stickler.
Congratulations, Mark.
Yeah, I love your listings.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job.
Let me see if he has. I'm looking for some.
Top rated plus, 683 feedback score, 100% positive. Free shipping. What else could we ask for, Griff?
I don't know.
This is it. And is the neatness of his... listing and the description and only tells me what I need to know, and that's it. I love it.
It's perfect.
It is.
Love your picture. I love the colors. They're very sweet. They're very perfect for
so
this.
Mark gets a special present from you.
Yeah, you're going to get send me your email address. I mean, send your shipping address and an email to griff@ebay.com, and I'll send you one of these cool stamps that Cheryl left.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I will do.
Thank you so much, Mark. We love it that you called today. Oh, Griff, we have 3 more to give away.
That's right. We have 3 more left. Let's see if we can get rid of them.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Tune your turkey caller to 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay Radio on Ask Griff and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba, So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as two items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.